Morning, Morag. I saw this story on Extra, I think, a few weeks ago. I didn't know it existed. But yes, a farm in the middle of the city, in Northey Street, Windsor. Is that the street that gets flooded all the time?
It's the same one.
Oh, well, good use, because nobody could use it for housing.
No, it's right. So it's the best spot for growing veggies and get regular water.
Yeah, summertime, you don't have to worry about watering it, do you?
No, it's great.
Well, there is the mover houses here. This is how the farm came available, is that right?
Yeah, in 1974, after the floods, they moved all the houses, and it's sort of a few small pockets of land, and the council didn't know what to do with it until we came along, so they're really happy that we're here.
How long have you been there?
For about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And so what sort of things do you do here, Morag?
Oh, we grow veggies, herbs, bush foods, natives. What we're trying to do is create a productive farm in the middle of the city.
So how's it going? What's the response been like?
Fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go for a walk while we're talking.
How big is the area?
We're working mainly on 1 hectare. We've got access to about 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it's pretty intensively farmed too. And we're going out towards the veggie patch now, Peter. Now, I said to you before, it doesn't look pretty with all the little white butterflies. I know they probably do a lot of damage, but it looks quite attractive. And you've got a little sneaky idea for these butterflies.
So what we do is we plant a lot of flowers, colourful flowers. We've got nasturtiums and a few geraniums, and the flowers attract the butterflies away from our veggies. And we also, there's another sneaky trick, the little bread clips on your bread packets, if you nail those to the top of a wooden stake, they get attracted to that because they're territorial, and it keeps them away from the veggies.
Oh, really?
Is that a clever and simple idea?
Yeah.
Now, what else have you got around here? What other sort of things? Now, you've got your veggie patch and your herb area. What else sort of areas do you have here, Morag?
Well, we've got a native forest we just planted a couple of months ago along the creek. We've got a whole bush food section, frog ponds, composting, and a demonstration backyard to show you what you can do in a small area in your own backyard.
Now, whose idea? I don't think we've mentioned whose idea it was. Was it yours, Morag? Or...
No, it's the group's idea. There's a group of people who did this.
And what's the name of the group?
Well, within Northey Street City Farm, we've got a whole range of different groups that look at different areas. We've got the nursery people, the backyard people, frog ponds, composting.
Okay.
Now, we're just going to the backyard now. So this garden demonstrates how a small backyard can be used for intensive organic food production while still being attractive. And it's only a very small area. They've got recycled brick paving here. And, of course, gee, just bucketloads and bucketloads of herbs and food, lettuce, tomatoes, all sorts of things.
And we've also got a chook tractor at the back here to show how you can use chooks in your backyard to regenerate your soil. And
Now tell us what a chook tractor is.
Well, a chook tractor is just a little A-frame, and you put your chooks in on one area of ground until they scratch that up, and then you move it across, and then that garden bed's ready to use.
A chook tractor. I love that.
Mm.
I love that. That's not chooks harnessed up pulling a plough or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Now, can anyone be involved? Let me just put my diary down there. Can anyone be involved in the city farm?
Yeah, anyone can come along. We're here 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. And if you'd like to give us a call on 3857 8775, we'd be glad to talk to you.
Okay, but you just can't come along and take away your lettuces and tomatoes that you've grown.
No, we'd like people to come and help grow it, and then you can share it round.
Yeah, all right, what's that number again?
3857 8775.
Okay. Oh, would you get me some of those tomatoes? Aren't tomatoes that you buy in the fruit and veggie shops and supermarkets dreadful? They have no taste any longer.
No, these ones are great.
Oh, I know, because I get some of those homegrown ones, and they're just heaven.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Would you pinch a few for me, Patty, when she's not looking?
I'll bring you a couple of little cherry tomatoes home.
Just distract her for a while, and one of those lettuces too. What else have you got growing there?
Oh, I tell you what, are they strawberries over there?
Oh, strawberries. That's another thing that doesn't taste.
But they're fairly finished at the moment,
yeah,
I think.
Of course, yeah.
Bananas, basil, of course.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, gee, we got passion fruit vines coming up, beautiful pumpkin, sugar cane.
All right, we'll distract it for a while and stick it into the back of your car, won't you?
Will do, Mr. Dick.
Okay. Thanks, Patty.
Bye.
See ya. Patty there with Morag Gamble at the City Farm, Northey Street, Windsor. What a terrific idea. It's...